Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we visited Murondoy, Pepper disclosed to Catalina and Auntie Myrtle that she was pregnant. However, she admitted that she had not told Simon because she hadn't decided whether she was going to keep the baby. When Auntie Myrtle assured her it was a blessing, Pepper said she was afraid of the stigma she might face because her husband was a much older man in his 70s and her baby would be called an old man picnic. Auntie Myrtle disagreed and said the baby would be a miracle baby and Simon would be elated. Kevin invited Unique to accompany him to karaoke, but she declined, saying she couldn't stand the noise. As we return to Murondoy, Divine is visiting Unique.
Divine girl, I'm glad you come over.
Why? What happened?
Every day is something with me and Kevin. We had a little quarrel again before he left for work this morning, because he come home late again last night.
Oh.
I live in his stress.
And y'all ain't gone back to counseling?
How much time we can really go counseling, eh? I feel as if his mother would just stop meddling, things gonna be better between me and him.
Girl, your problem's way beyond Sonia. But Unique, if not marriage counseling, I think you need to start back personal counseling. You're going through a lot.
I would be happy if Kevin would just leave me alone about having more children, and if his mother would stop meddling.
I mean, I don't think Sonia's a bad woman. You got to understand she been through, she struggles in life too.
All of we been through something, Divine. Right now I ain't even supposed to be alive.
Why would you say something like that, Unique?
Look what I been through since I was 14.
I know.
Some people would have done give up.
But the fact that you still here means you're a strong woman, Unique. I mean, I think you should use your experience to inspire young girls. You could save a lot of young girls who might be at risk of experiencing what you went through.
Divine, I look like I'm in any position right now to talk to people your children.
I'm just saying, you could talk about how you were manipulated. A young girl could be going through the same thing but afraid to speak. But because of you, she could find the courage. I think it would be a positive way to cope with some of what you're going through. Think about it.
Listen, I gotta work on getting myself right before I could help anybody else.
That's why I think you need to go back to counseling.
I guess.
You deserve happiness, my friend.
I know. Anyway, how things with you and Ryan?
We good.
That's good.
We went to karaoke the other night.
Nice.
Yeah. Kevin ever invite you to go with him?
Yes, but who got the time? Me neighbor with nobody singing in me ears.
What do you mean? You could sing too? The two of y'all could do a little duet?
Girl, look, the older I get, the less I want to be seen and be in any crowded place.
I hear you. Anyway, the karaoke was really nice.
Well, good for you.
So Kevin told you he was going?
Yeah, he said he was going to the bar.
Well, we saw him there.
Okay.
He told you he was going with anybody?
He and them boys from work usually go.
Oh.
What is it?
You know I don't ever keep anything from you, right?
Well, I hope not.
Well, Kevin just wasn't there with the boys from work.
Who else was there?
Zeno.
Zeno?
Yeah, the two of them were hanging together and they even sing a song together.
What?
You would think they were a couple or something.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, Uni.
Boy, Kevin! Hi, Nadira.
Hi, Coretta.
How you doing, my cousin?
Today you're trying.
I know I was to call you back since week before the last, but John only stressing me out, girl.
What's going on with the two of y'all now?
He behaving like a demon from the barren ground. Like he's a weapon farm against me at my old age.
He still ain't going to get help?
He help his smoking cigarette every minute and drinking the rum. I don't know how much more I could take.
I'm sorry.
Many nights when he go out now, I just lock the door when I see it getting too late. I don't able deal with no drunk man after certain hours. No, I see he put a hammock under the house, so he just sleep there when I lock you out.
Oh gosh, things really bad with you, man.
If?
Well, maybe this is a bad time to ask for help.
You need help?
A big favor.
Tell me, man. Me and a little clown like me husband stop me from helping me family.
Alright, so it's about Sharona.
Don't tell me she get kidnapped again.
No, nothing with the sort.
Oh, because I thought me you would have to take another trip to Region 7.
Sharona, okay. Matter of fact, it's good news.
She getting baby?
That gonna be good news to you.
Well, I mean, she young.
But she ain't married and me ain't think she even got anybody.
Okay.
Anyway, the good news is that she get a job in town.
Oh my goodness! That is wonderful news, Nadira.
Yes, she gets a nicer job. I'm too happy for she.
Yes, man, that is nice. That is good for her. Hopefully no man don't see she in town and swing up she head though. You know they got these serpents ready for punks.
I don't talk to she about that already. I don't tell she that she going to that job to work and save her money. She don't need distractions.
Exactly.
After what she went through with the people, the traffic, she is a different Sharona I seen these last few months.
Oh my gosh.
She gets in plenty nightmares, but me and she just pray a lot.
Amen.
Anyway, I was talking to somebody about what she going through. They said that a change of environment could be good and they help she to get a job.
Nice, I like that.
Well, this is where you come in, my cousin.
What you want I do?
I asked if Sharona could stay with you and John. They rent too much in Georgetown. And if she was to do that, all the money she working for was done.
You telling me about the rent? Some of them landlords overdoing the do. I see some little matchbox house and rundown places renting for how much hundreds of thousands. I wonder if some of them people had good. It's what I hear. All we ain't got the old money.
You telling me?
I so glad I got me own house because some of them landlords now in Marundi doing the same stupidness. I don't know how a person could be working for $120,000 and is expected to pay a house rent of $120,000.
Yep.
Lord, help us.
So I asked if Sharona could stay with you and John. Marunda is about 15 miles from Georgetown, so she can travel to work every day.
Say no more. Yes, she is welcome here.
Thank you, my cousin. Thank you.
When you bring Isha down?
Sometime next week. She got a couple of weeks before she starts.
Okay, good.
I can't thank you enough, Coretta. After all that Sharona been through, She needs this.
I know, dear.
All right, so I'll call you and let you know where we leave in Kwakwani.
No problem. I'm looking out to see y'all soon.
All right, you make stop screaming.
I know that Kevin was up to something. I knew it.
What he did?
He dressed up, put on the most expensive perfume, and so he there happy when he going out the door. I didn't know that is the whole hard back cow like Zena he going out to meet.
Man, Unique.
I gonna deal with he when he come home. Watch him.
In all fairness, it doesn't mean anything going on between them. Kevin has always been faithful to you.
Zena in close to 50? He thinks she with your expired eggs gonna give you a child?
Alright, Unique, we shouldn't age shame. And I mean, women are having children at old ages. Me and you gonna get to the age one day too.
I never like the pretentious cross. Like she loves little boy or something. First it was Denzel, now she running around behind Kevin. What she really feel, man?
Unique, I just telling you why I saw the bar. It doesn't mean that the two people are involved. Kevin loves you. That's what I know.
So why he at karaoke singing with another woman, eh?
Hello.
Kevin, you guys really passed me, you know.
Oh gosh, Unique. There's no day I can't come home here to peace.
What you been doing at the bar with Zena the other night?
I'm sorry, Kevin. You know I can't keep things from my friend.
I wasn't at the bar with Zena. We both just happened to be there.
You take me for a blank blackboard.
Unique.
What? I wasn't one of them children that got left behind.
You know what? Never mind.
You think they're gonna let you embarrass me?
Unique, loose me shock jaw.
Come on, Unique. Stop it, man.
I never cheated on you. And there's nothing going on with me, Zena. You think if I wanted to cheat on you, I would do it publicly? Am I that stupid?
Yes, you're that stupid.
Unique!
You know what? Any other man in my position would cheat on you and they won't even care. You think it's easy coming home every day to a miserable woman?
Why spas me?
You disrespect me every day, Unique. I don't even know why I'm still here.
Well, why you don't leave? Eh? Go on your way.
Oh gosh, y'all stop it. This can't continue. Think about Iceland.
Look. I go in and shower and go in my bed, yeah?
Well, I gonna leave then.
Unique, where are you going? Unique, wait!
There's woman by.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.